Is he going to come in?
So continuing with the sugya, Shtei Chaburos and Shtei Makomos. So basically, the Mishnah was saying that there's no halacha. The Mishnah saying it doesn't matter. The Korban Pesach could be eaten by different groups. Okay, and the object, the chatz of the Korban Pesach could be eaten in different locations, as long as one individual doesn't eat it in two places. Okay, one individual can't eat the Pesach in two places. So one person can't eat it in two places. But you could have two groups in the same room eating the same Pesach, as long as they turn away from one another. You have to make sure that the waiter makes it clear that he's only eating with one group. Okay. But the Mishnah says, and the Kala, so a bride, Hofechas es paneha ve'ochas, the last line of the Mishnah. The bride can turn her face and eat. Okay, so what's it talking about? The bride can turn her face and eat. Okay? So, Rashi says, "Vakal she yibusha, she's embarrassed." Gemara says, because everyone looks at her. Okay, so she's embarrassed to eat. May sound like really intense. It sounds like from the Rashi, because the Rashi says later. He says, "I think the implication is that people, women in general, would be embarrassed to eat when people are looking at them. But in general, not everyone's looking at a given woman. But the kala, everyone's looking at her." And she's going to be eating, so she's embarrassed. So she does is she turns her face in order to eat. Okay, so it says, Shibusha shola hapo panela tzad acher lechel. So she's allowed to turn her face to the other side and to eat it. Kedamron, Pesach nechel shtei chaburos. Because the halacha is a Pesach can be eaten in two chaburos. So what does it do to chaburos?
She's making herself her own chaburos.
Right, so by turning away, so she's essentially making herself into her own chaburos. Because she's eating the Pesach away from everybody else, so she's taking on the tzura of being apart, of being a separate chavura. So even though maybe in terms of the family, she's really one family, whatever, but in terms of the manner of the eating, it's an achila of two chavuros. Here, the chavur of most people, and the chavur of the kala, she's her own group. Okay, she's her own group. Right? Okay, so straight, it's part of the context of this Mishnah, that according to Rav Shimon, you can do these things. You couldn't look like two chavuros. You couldn't have them turning away from each other. And you couldn't have the kala turn away from you couldn't have the kala turn away. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you can do this stuff because you can't do chaburos. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, well, there's no problem doing chaburos. Only if one person eats it in one place, so then there's no problem. No problem. So let me ask you: could the kala go back and forth like when no one's looking? Could she face the regular and then away, and then a regular and then away?
Sorry, not.
Do you think is no? She has to eat entirely in that other location, in the turned away location. Mm-hmm. Because he says, two chaburos, we said earlier, two chaburos which are facing away from one another, are like two batim. That's two locations. It's a separate kviya safiya, that's a separate location. So she wouldn't be able to eat here and then eat over there, because that's a chabura and it's a separate location. Right? So she'd have to eat entirely with her face turned, which would make sense, because she's embarrassed, so that's what she does. Okay, that's what she does. Okay. So Tosvos, there's a Tosvos on the base. Okay, misplaced Tosvos. So it says, Pevav on base, it says, Hakala Hofechas Paneha. So Tosvos, by the way, what's the Chiddush? Because once you already told me that the two groups are allowed to turn away from one another, mm-hmm. So what's the Chiddush doing the Kala can turn away? It's the same thing.
Right.
So, I mean, Rashi doesn't seem to really be bothered by that. He's just kind of telling you it's part of the Mishnah, which is saying we don't go not like Rav Shimon. He's telling you all the things that you're allowed to do, but since we don't go like Shimon. Sounds all right. Rashi's not making a big chiddush out of it. He's just kind of, you know, saying it's part of the list of the things of the Mishnah. But Tosis is, takes up, what's the chiddush? So he says, it's Tzurich Lashmarina. The low Chashmina Gishnei Mekamos. You don't consider it like two Mekamos. In other words, like one person eating it in two Mekamos. Afo Pisha Afo Mitzah Suda Velofi Lashmanel. Even though she eats some of the meal without turning her face, so she's eating it, some with her face turned, some with her face not turned. He says, you don't consider that two Mekamos. I say that two Mekamos. Okay. So the question is, why not?
Right.
I mean, she's eating it facing away and facing here. So why is that not considered two Mekamos? It seems this is a machlokas, because it would seem, Rashi's not saying this. Rashi's just saying she's another chabura. She's turning her face into a little Buddha. She's not saying she's allowed to go out of there now. Kidama, right, exactly. That's making it sound like it's just the regular halacha. She's a separate Chabura. So the regular Chabura, you can't go back and forth. That's the Esser. So it seems, as Mahatma Gashi tells us, could the Kala eat it, start off by eating it in regular, and then you turn her face and eat it, and they go back and forth and back and forth. So it says yes, Rama. And that's the Chesed Mishnah. Rashi says no, there's no such thing like that. Okay, the rest of the toast is a different point. So maybe it's teaching the Kala's Chayef to turn her face. Okay, because whatever, I don't know, maybe it's Mias or something, but whatever, different issue. Okay, so what's the question? What's the Machlokes Rashi Tosas? And more particularly, what's how's Tosas going to explain himself? Another question you could ask, I mean, I'm not sure the answer to this, but let's say according to Tosas, so would Rav Shimon allow this? Like, is this considered, is Tosas agreeing that she's her own Chabura? But he's just saying she's a, it's okay for Rav Yehuda because it's the same Makom, or is he saying that it's also one Chabura? Because she goes back and forth. You know what I mean? Told Rashi definitely says it's two Chaburas, since Shem Shem won't allow it. But Rashi says presumably it would be two Makomos also. But if you're telling that it's one Makom, for some reason, then is it also one Chabura?
Okay, so so Ariel and Rindy are saying that that the idea, I mean, I'm elaborating a little bit, but that the idea is, see, there's no halacha really here. The shtei mekomos, what's the idea of shtei mekomos here? So we said it's an idea, it's an achilas shel kvias. Right? If you eat in two places, it's not achilas shel kvias, because it's like you're walking around, it's that takes away from the kvias of the achila. But a kala, this is how a kala eats. A kala is embarrassed, she's self-conscious, she knows everyone's looking at her. So she kind of goes back and forth and she eats, but it's not an indication that it's not a chilas of kviyas. This is the kviyas of a kala. That is how a kala is a chilas of kviyas. When she's sat, this is how she eats. The regular person who would be doing this, it means they're like, it's a roi, they're getting up, they're turning, they're starting this way, that way, they're not really part of the group. And this is how she's part of a chabura. Both, I mean, it's all the same thing. Now, this is how she's part of a chabura. She is part of a chabura. This is the activity. And turning away, it defines it as two chaburas, because that's the tzura of two chaburas.
But not by a kala. By a kala, even if she's turned away, she's still one chabura. But regularly, if you have two people turning away, see, why are you turning away? It must be two chaburas. You're separating on two chaburas. But on a kala, that doesn't indicate two chaburas. That indicates one chabura, but she's embarrassed. Right? So say, so, yeah, that's what Tosas is learning, right? Those learning is that you can't when you can't you have to measure these things. It's not just like Zeres HaKasav turning away is a problem. It's because it indicates a new makom, or indicates a chilo of one which is like you're not fixed, or indicates that there are two social groups. But here it doesn't indicate that. That's part of the way she enters. That's the way she eats. This is the way she eats. This is her chilo shel kviyas. This is her chilo with chabura. Okay, so what's the kasha now? Right, so what's Rashi hold? Right, so David's saying that Rashi apparently is learning, he doesn't differentiate. He holds objectively, when you have people facing away, eating in different makomos, eating facing away, is defines your sukhaboros. You don't say the achila of a kala is recognized as a new kind of an achila. But the idea of achila shel kvias, or sechaburos, is measured objectively. Objectively, there's a chilav of tichaburos, facing away, tichaburos. You don't recognize, it doesn't go by like the you don't set up a new category of a chilav shel kala. A chilav shel kala is this kind, right? Just like, for instance, if a regular person said he was embarrassed, and he's turning away, he'd say, look, tough break, you're embarrassed, but there's no such thing like that. That's, you're facing away, you don't go into the subjective, you know. So, but the question is kala a recognized class, or she has a different achila? But he said, no, she's just stam, her own particular condition. It sounds from Rashi's not bothered by the question of what's the Kiddush. He says, Kedamron, he says, sounds like going to Rashi. He says, listing the Nafkamin as according to Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda allows, Rabbi Shimon doesn't allow. So it's saying, by Kala, he's going to have an allowance, Rabbi Shimon's not going to allow. You know, he doesn't seem to be bothered. I mean, it's hard to know how Rashi would answer that question. I mean, is he bothered? He'd bother, but he'd come with a different answer of what the Chiddush is, or is he just say there's no question? I mean, it's hard to know when you say what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, when you don't. Those are the saying, you have to explain the Chiddush. But Rashi doesn't really seem to be bothered. He's like, Adamron is part of the same thing. So, I mean, given that Rashi doesn't tell us anything, I mean, what are you going to do? Make up a Chiddush? You know, I mean, it's, what are you going to do? Could be it holds that there isn't a Chiddush. It doesn't have to be a Chiddush. I mean, I don't know. We don't know the style of Mishnah. It's Rashi's saying. It's no indication that he holds it. What are you going to do? Either he holds his no, it doesn't have to be a Chiddush, or he holds it does. And then it's anyone's guess what he holds that Chiddush is. I mean, how you, what are you supposed to do?
Right.
So I just think it's a, I think it's a dead end to pursue that. But my question is, do you have to go further in terms of the question about the machlokas? Is the kala recognized as an objective thing or not? Are you guys happy with that, or? Like here, for instance, I would think, so I'm leaning towards not going further, but Danny's asking, do you mean, is it kala specifically? I mean, I don't think if, for instance, I turn away and I say, oh, you know what, I'm embarrassed. I don't think that's going to be recognized. I mean, that's not a category. It would seem to be kala as a class. So there's a class, and there's a type of, there's a halacha chaloshim of a kala, you know, whatever. So now if she does eat differently, there's a reality of people looking at her and whatever, and therefore we could say that categorically it's different achila. But I don't know if you could just, each guy could just make up his own thing and say, oh yeah, I'm embarrassed, and that's going to do it. It seems to have to be registered somehow, I would think. But I can see arguing is, you don't recognize that. I mean, it's true, it's a halachic idea of a kala, but I mean, big deal. I mean, they say that's going to be create a new class. But objectively, the way you measure this thing, the chiddush is objective categories. The objective categories you're facing here and back and forth, and back and forth, statement comas, is defined objectively as a lacking kvias. I know that's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that an eating of two makomas is defined objectively as a chila, you know, as a not kvias. You know, whereas Tosas is kind of saying, you have to go by the reality, is it a chesuk or not? So of course you have to go in terms of categories, but if there's a new category, in which case the turning away is doesn't lack in kvias, then that's going to be recognized. I mean, I don't know, I think it's hard to go into further. I think it's speculative. Why you'd say Tosas recognizes it and doesn't. I mean, maybe it's a question about Kala. Is that a category? I mean, it's just like kind of hard to, maybe it's an intuition. Is that because he's saying everyone is really kala should be different in terms of the idea of the thing? Like, does the halachic system tolerate a new class? So I don't know. Does it? Does it not? I mean, how are you supposed to know that? I mean, that's an intuition about whether that's a valid halachic distinction. Everyone agrees in theory kala should be different. The question is, does halacha tolerate a division, a separate category for her?
It might even just be a product of how you read the Mishnah, because.
It's always tricky when to go further or not, but I don't know. My opinion in this one is you don't go further. It's too speculative. I mean, it's personal. It's an intuition about whether Allah would recognize thing or wouldn't. So how are you gonna, you know, how are you gonna make up a whole thing? I mean, how are you gonna do that? You know, it's a good question. If you say Kala is because Allah is a class, it would seem to have to be. How? What's the shame? Is it for a year? Is it for 7 days? I mean, there is halachas about a year, but. Mm-hmm. I think a shame kala, I think, would just be for the week, Shavuos. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what it's referring to. But, it's interesting. I don't know. Okay, so next we have, this is a little interesting. Okay. So it's the fourth line on Peivav Amud Beis. Okay, so we got to follow this a little bit carefully here. So if we recall.
In the Gemara?
Yes. So if you recall, there's two positions. There's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the Pesach, the object of the Pesach could be eaten two places, two groups, irrelevant. The only halacha is that one person has to eat it in one location. It's an achila shel kfiyas. Okay, it's a set achila, can't be eating it in two places. Okay? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no such halacha. One guy could be walking around, doesn't matter. The halacha is in the chafza of the Pesach, has to be served to one group. Okay, it's eaten as a main dish of one meal. Can't be distributed out to different groups. Okay, that's then the chafta. How the chafta is an echel, how it's served. It's distributed, it's a main dish of one kviyas achila. Okay, but that kviyas, if it's raining, for instance, the whole group could pick up and walk somewhere else. There's no idea of location. It's an idea of that it's nechel as one main dish. Okay, to one meal. Okay, so now the question comes up now, if you have the wall in between groups, and if in the middle of the meal the wall goes up or the wall goes down. Okay, that's basically what the Gemara is going to get, though. So it says, Hayu Yoshvim v'nifrisa mechitza b'neihem. So if they're sitting, Okay, so who's sitting? So Chabur Achas. There's one group eating one Pesach. And now a wall goes up in the middle of this group, splits the group in half. So it's a Ladivre Homer Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburos. If you hold it, Pesach could be eaten in two groups. Ocho, no problem. So it becomes two groups. Big deal. Big deal now. It's two groups. So who cares? So you're allowed to eat in two groups. Divre Homer Ein Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburos Ein Ochlim. So now it becomes split up. Now it's two groups. The Pesach can't be eaten in two groups. Okay? Fine. That's case one. Okay, kind of. What about according to the one who says that it could be eaten? So let's get Rashi. Okay. So you finish. It's like a third of the way down the page. The beginning of the line. V'afagav demand isle pesach ne'echol b'shtei chaburos oser la'adam le'echol b'shtei mekomos. Ah, problem is, what? Why don't you say, so now it becomes two groups, but it also becomes a new place, sort of. Right? It says, ha'cha lo na'ase l'chol chabur v'chabur mekom mekomakom acher. So again, you were originally sitting in a big room, and now the room splits in half. But you didn't go somewhere else. It's just that the room's cut, it got cut in half. Sha'ra'inu ro'a avya shlo ro'a ra'ashov. V'enkan makom chadash. It's not like you have a new place. You just cut it down. Same place, it just cut in half. So each group was previously, they were previously one group eating in a big room. Now the wall went up in the middle, so the room got cut in half. So the guy's on the left side, he didn't say the room was half the size. The guy on the left side, on the right side, they're half the size. But no one got a new makom. That's not considered a new makom. Okay, it's a new chabura, because it has two chaburas. But it's not a new makom. There's no avir chadash. There's no new airspace. Okay, you'll see why he's mentioning that. But for the time being, it's one of the same makom, yeah. So then he says, now the opposite case. So I'll read the Rashi. Rashi explains the case. So you have two groups sitting in two houses. Okay, let's call it two cubicles. Okay, it's not really two houses. Two cubicles separated by a wall. La'achlu sham pischayim, and they're eating their pesachs, going along.
Only one animal, though.
Well, no, it could even be two animals. Pischayim, it sounds like two animals.
Wow, that's like a different case.
And istalka hamachitza, well, let's see. And istalka hamachitza, and the wall comes down. Okay, so yesh kan avir chadash. Right now there is new air space. V'na'ase l'chol chabura k'makom acher. And now each group is eating in a new location. You were originally eating in a smaller room, now you're eating in a big room. V'havelei k'ochlem m'makom harishon u'besheni. Now you're eating in the first and the second place. It's a new place. It's a combo place. Previously only in one place A, now you're eating in A and B. Hilkach l'divrei homer ein ha'ochel ochel b'shtei mekomos ein ochlem. You can't eat it. Now you need to change it. Now it's new. Now it's two mekomos. But the Gemara says, but so again back to Gemara. Yoshin is talking mechitzah. Now there we are. Ochal ochal b'shtei mekomos ochlin. So you could do it. But there we are. Ein ochlin goes ein ochlin. Right. But apparently in terms of chaburos, they're two different pesach. So therefore, who cares? There's no issue in terms of pesach. They're two separate pesach. So who cares? You break down the wall. You don't break down the wall. There's no issue because it's one. It's two different pesach. So two Pesachs eaten by each of their own chabura, so there's no issue altogether. But if you say... But there's no one chabura, they're different in different Pesachs. So, I mean, you have a wall, but you're in two different Pesachs. So there's no whole together. Whole chabura achas is some amount. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah doesn't have a problem. That's could be what I'm actually saying. It's one chabura, it's one Pesach, then maybe you have problems. Maybe it would become... Well, I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. All. I mean, whatever. It just... nothing to do with chaburas, right? It's talking about right. He said, nothing to do with chaburas. Let's do it here with makom. Okay? So again, there's two halachas basically here he's saying, is that if you hold chaburos, if you had previously one chabura but it becomes split up, it changes into two chaburos mid-meal, and it becomes a problem. If you hold chaburos, if you can't eat it in two chaburos, then if a wall goes up in the middle of the meal and splits one chabura into two, so now it's two chaburos and that's a problem. No, if you have one group who's eating a big meal in one room, all eating together, but then in the middle of the room you put up a wall. In the middle of the meal, a wall goes up.
Right.
So now it splits up into two chaburas. So now two chaburas is a problem, because now the Pesach is being eaten in two groups. So that's not allowed. And the Pesach is being eaten in two chaburas. What I'm saying is, you don't say, since they were kaveya as one, therefore there's no problem. You know, he says, no, they could split in the middle, and it becomes a problem in the middle. Right? And the second halacha is teaching was that if you hold the idea of a makomos, that it could be eaten in one makom, only in one makom, one guy can only eat it in one makom, so if you have a small room, so if you have a big room and it gets shrunken down, you put up a wall, that's fine. That's not a new makom. But if you have a small room and if wall falls down, it becomes a big room, then you say it's a new makom. So, I mean, on the surface, that's, you have to explain that. I mean, if you tell me going from one room to two rooms is a new makom, then why are you going from two rooms to one room isn't it a new makom? You know what I mean? Who cares? Why is it? This avir, what's he talking about? Avir chadash. What does he mean by that? I mean, who cares? Avir chadash. So now it's, you've taken away an avir. Okay? Okay, that's one problem. Okay? So we have a few things there to define, right? Why, how chabur gets switched in the middle, and then also what's the avir chadash getting bigger, getting smaller, right? So let's go a little further in Gemara. So Amar Lei Rav Ashi. So this was, doesn't say. Oh, Yosef Rav Kahana Mifshalei Pasha. So Rav Kahana was sitting, and he was just basically saying these halachas previously, which I just said, was Rav Kahana. Amar Lei Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, Vika Pashit Le Mifshat. I'm sorry. You should have asked these as an Ibaya. Not so fast, Rav Kahana. You're so convinced about these things. Siluk Mechitza. V'asiyas mechitza mi have k'shnei mekomos u'k'shnei chaburos dami olam tego. But you should have asked, does putting up a wall or taking down a wall render it into two mechitza, two mekomos, or two chaburos, or does it not do that? Why is it so obvious to you, Rav Kahana, that when you put up a wall, it makes it into chaburos, and that when you put up a wall, I'm sorry, when you take down a wall, it makes it into two mekomos, the avir chadash? You should have asked it as an Ibaya. And Teku. And been stuck with the Fakasha. How are you, Ruv Kahana? You shouldn't have been so sure about that. Okay, Rashi. Pashalei Mefshat. Omra l'shoma shmua zu pshuto mufurasha. So he said this halacha basically straight out. Kamosha amarno. Like we said, Shasiyas mechitza osa osan shtechaburos. That making the mechitza makes them into two groups. Vesilog mechitza also is on shnei mekamos. Taking down the wall makes it into two locations. Halom esafke lein balmidi, and he didn't have any suffix whatsoever. Okay, so he says bad. It should have been an ibaya. So much so that I don't even know how to resolve the ibaya. Okay, but I guess Rav Kahana. So again, we were in defining Rav Kahana. I guess we have to really realize it's not so simple. So I mean, there really is an ibaya here. So I think for our purposes.
Is that the Gemara of
Kahana? Yeah, it seems that way.
Doesn't
look like Kahana. Sounds like a Teiko. You know? So it seemed like for our purposes, I mean, maybe we'd be better off defining Rav Ashi, looking at these things as Ibayas. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe we could figure out afterwards why Rav Kahana was so sure. I mean, perhaps. But I mean, might as well. I mean, sometimes, you know, an Ibaya having two sides sometimes makes it easier to understand altogether. So again, one Ibaya is if you have one group and a wall goes up in the middle. Does that make it into two groups or not? And the other question is in terms of location, if you have a small room and the wall falls down and it becomes a big room, does that make it into a new makom, shtei makomos, or not? Right, but everyone agrees if you have a big room and a wall goes up and splits it in half, then you say definitely that doesn't make it into one makom. So hopefully we'll take these, we'll try to answer all this stuff tomorrow. Let's shoot for that.